Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
VoiceOver Coffee Shop, episode number 51.
Welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we share our morning with some of the finest names in voiceover. And now, here's your host, voice actor Andrew Morrison.
Hi there, my name is Andrew Morrison, and welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we start our day with some of the finest names in voiceover. If you'd like to know more about me, feel free to visit my website at www.andrewdmorrison.com. In this episode, we have the amazing voice actor, poet, and philosopher, Kabir Singh. Kabir is an artist who has found a way to utilize his way of storytelling and teaching from past experiences to help audio connect to young and urban audiences. With the gravity of his words, he has voiced campaigns for some of the largest companies on the planet, like Google, NBA, Nike, Nestle, Acura, Wendy's, and so many more. In this amazing episode, we talk about finding yourself to find your branding, developing powerful ways of speaking, and using emotion and curiosity to stay creative.
Thanks for coming on, Kabir. I really appreciate it. It's really good to see you again.
Oh, man. Likewise. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. How do you take your coffee in the morning?
I like drinking tea in the morning.
What kind of tea do you drink?
Fennel tea or green tea.
Fennel tea is really good.
Oh, you've had it? Yeah.
I love fennel tea, yeah.
It's really good, man. So I have fennel tea, I'll have a little bit of green tea, and then later on in the day, when I need, I'll have some coffee for sure. How about yourself?
Sometimes I'll take it black, sometimes I'll take it with a little bit of almond milk creamer, or I found this snickerdoodle flavored creamer, and that's really good. I like cinnamon in certain contexts, so that's really good.
Yeah, that's a little different. That's not bad.
So how did you get wrapped up in the voiceover industry? How did you get your start?
I started about 10 years ago, and you know, I've been a poet my whole life. Mm-hmm. So when I first started voice acting, YouTube and all that was a little, you know, kind of just in its infancy, and I wanted to learn how to make money using your voice. So mm-hmm. Picked up a book by James Allberger. He had one, The Art of Voice Acting, way back in the days. He still has like those editions. Mm-hmm. And I started learning about the business of voice acting. So I took my first class in Burbank, and I think Mark Cashman was my first, you know, little Burbank class. And then from there, man, I got addicted to it. You know, I just wanted to learn about it. Class after class, after group class, after private, demos, website, there you go.
So how does your poetry and philosophy relate to your work? How did you translate that over when you were wanting to get into the voiceover side?
That's a good question. I mean, when I first started, I still tagged myself as voice actor, poet, and philosopher. And I remember people would be like, well, you can't be all three things. And I was like, why the fuck you can't? Why can't you be all three things? Like, why do I only have, you know, I believe I'm all three. So That's the way I, so I've always branded myself that way because that's who I am. So that part never goes away. So whatever it is, whether it's voice acting or whether it's, I don't know, wrestling, you know, maybe whatever it is in life, the poet and philosopher always go along with it.
Right.
So how do I really implement it in my voice acting? Mm-hmm. I like words, man. I like reading words and messages and understanding them. Mm-hmm. And I like to learn how people communicate those words. If you look at some of the greatest speakers of time, anyone who has a powerful way of speaking, some people speak powerfully to motivate and they do it really softly. And some people speak very energetic and powerful where they can uplift a congregation. Mm-hmm. And that fascinates me. So I'm a student. I'm a student of just communication. And I think poetry is communication. It's a way to communicate feelings. Philosophy is curiosity of life. So that's, it's, I mean, it seems very fitting to do voiceover because it kind of allows you to conceptually understand messages and scripts, the philosophy behind them. Mm-hmm. But then the poetry is the beats, the rhythm, the cadence of it.
Right. And you use that power to express minute details in the words to tell stories, whether it be your voiceover work in and of itself, or I've listened to your poetry and it's wonderful. So how do you keep that creative process sharp and flowing?
That's a good question. I mean, it's tough because the other day I was like, damn, I haven't written a poem in a while. Like it's been a few months since I've written a poem. I don't have the discipline. I've never actually been the one to like sit there and write poems every day. For me, it's a feeling thing. So life will give you different feelings, suffering, tragedy, hope, all these experiences. That is what produces the poetry. The philosophy is just a general curiosity of life, people, connections, experiences. The voice acting is the business, is the hustle, is the grind. So how do I kind of keep it all going? Mm-hmm. I kind of have to remember that if it wasn't for these things, then I would most likely be doing something that would really take a toll on my soul.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I've experienced that in life. And that's a terrible place to be. But some people have to do it, and I've done it. But I don't want to go back to it. So that's what kind of keeps me going.
Okay. And you kind of talk, and I went to one of your classes where you were talking about keeping that authenticity to maintain the true form of storytelling. Mm. And I mean, I know that people's journey of self-discovery never really ends, but what did it look like when you finally had that sense of who you were, so you knew what kind of messages that you would be a fit to tell?
That's another good question. It's that process of finding who you are takes a while, and for me, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. There's depths to the spirit, there's depths to all of it.
Right.
So when you're a continuous work in progress, then you often look at some little small progresses. Mm-hmm. And those little small progresses, they tend to motivate you and keep you going in life. Right. So whatever that small progress is for somebody, it could be losing weight, getting rid of an addiction, minor things, or it could just be picking up a habit that allows you to grow your business every day. Minor things. It's like, oh, damn, okay. And you work on that discipline. I'm still working on my discipline. And I'm learning that you got to go back to the tiny little habits that have kind of went astray. So even in a business, whether it's voiceover or something else, the journey leaves clues. Mm-hmm. So you got to go back and kind of figure out, okay, where did I mess up? I can definitely see I'm making progress, because who else is going to judge your journey but yourself? It's hard. And you sometimes have to step out and kind of look at yourself and your business and see where you have come from and where you need to go.
So what are some of those things that you have picked up along the way that you incorporate every day in order to make yourself a better person and a better voice actor?
Sure. Sure. I'm always listening to content, but not just any content. I'm always listening to great speakers. I love going back and listening to great speakers. I go listen to people like Martin Luther King when he's really trying to motivate. See, I have an understanding then of what motivation sounds like. I go listen to great speeches in movies that you hear like a powerful speech. Mm-hmm. Go listen to these things and then really break them down. Like, what makes that sound so good? Like, not how he sounds, but what is it about it? Maybe it's the quiet intensity. Maybe it's the confidence. There's all these things. That's one aspect. The other thing I might do is I've been writing my to-do list mm-hmm. every day for about 15 years. Every day I write 1 to 8 tasks that I do every day. Sometimes those tasks don't get done. They get moved forward. But the point is, for a long time, I have something that I'm working on every day. Something. It doesn't have to be, it could be something as pick up the homie and call him to send out invoices, to throw out the trash, to get an exercise in. It's all things. And I think these are just some ways where people can keep themselves motivated. It's really overwhelming to do so every day.
So how has your to-do list changed from when you first started in the industry to now? Like, how have you adjusted your business?
Yeah, that's cool too. I mean, when I first started, my goals were more surface level. Get a demo, get an agent, audition 50 times. Those are just surface. And then as you get on, the goals get deeper. Rank on the first page of Google for the term urban voice actor. See, the layers went deeper.
Yeah.
So as you get growing in your business, you go from surface level tasks to much deeper level tasks that require a lot more work, require a lot more strategy. So that's where that would come in.
Gotcha. So what is your process now when you get a commercial script? How do you break that down? What does your auditioning process look like?
Most of the time, I'm just absorbing the words. I get a script. I read the words. I listen to the music if they got it.
Oh, I love it when they include the music. I love it.
It's the best part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the best part. And, you know, it can go really wrong if they got the wrong music. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little tricky, but I just I read the directions, I look at the words, and then I do a take. And when I'm doing the take, I'm going off a feeling. There's no noise in there. I'm not saying, oh, maybe I should hit this word, maybe I should underline it. No, I'm not doing none of that. I'm going off a feeling. How do I feel? Oh, okay, that didn't sound like it was a sad message, but yet I gave it a sad delivery. I gotta adjust that. So I'm looking at, I'm going off feeling. Does it make you feel good? Does it make me feel good? And then I adjust the technicals. It's too slow. It's too fast. It's not in the time. And then I start breaking it down.
And you have like one of those feeling charts, don't you? Where you can kind of like get like hone in on, I don't just want to be happy or sad or. I saw you holding one of those charts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing those out.
Yeah. I had the Junto Institute. The Junto emotional wheel, and they have a little, this wheel is awesome because you can use it for, you know, leadership, communication between couples, all types of different things. And it's just to understand emotions better, to understand that there's shades to emotion. There's shades to sadness and joy, and there's shades to anger. And our job is to navigate these emotions, to navigate what they feel like, to navigate. For voiceover, it's to navigate, when we said, give me more passion, I didn't really mean give me anger. Mm-hmm. Oh, then you got to find out how to navigate that, you know, how do you show passion but not sound angry?
So how do you pull that out of yourself when, say, you're having an awful day and you need to be powerful and uplifting, or if you're having the greatest day of your life and you need to be like sadder and a little more hurt in your message? How did you teach yourself to make those emotional transitions?
You have a toolbox of sadness, and you have two, like, you have to, our job as actors is to tap into the emotion. Now, how we tap into the emotion is different for everybody. Some people use images. Some people use music. Some people use recall memory. Some people use repetitiveness. For me specifically, I enjoy just tapping into that emotion. If it's not through the music, then it's going to be just through recalling something in my memory that will produce that emotion. So if that's just, oh, here's a commercial copy and make it sound, you know, like you're encouraging people to buy this thing, then within me, I know what that means. That doesn't mean go out there and do a hard sell, and it also doesn't mean be so casual about it. So then I have to go inside and just recall a feeling of, when is the last time that I try to sell something? I used to sell stuff for money when I was a kid. I used to work at Radio Shack. I would hustle cell phones. Okay, I remember that feeling. I remember, yeah. So when I was trying to sell these cell phones to people, I'd go up to them and I'd be, well, a little smile. I wasn't too aggressive. I wasn't too tame, but I also wasn't like unconfident. So I just recall the experiences that I've had that produced that feeling. For me, that works. Some people will imagine it and they'll go about it that way. So
fantastic. Yeah, I usually use music, but yeah,
that's, yeah, awesome. I love the music too. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's a shortcut to emotion.
It is. You know? That's a great term for it. Yeah. So what is your daily schedule generally look like? Like, how do you prepare yourself to get into the booth? Like, what do you do both in and outside of the booth? Like, what do you do to recharge yourself as well?
I started walking a lot every day in the morning. The first thing I do when I wake up, I go for a walk. But I didn't always do that. Mm-hmm. First thing I would do is go pick up the cell phone. So then I found myself, oh man, every morning you pick up the cell phone, or every morning you're doing something that you just is consuming you too much. So then I started walking every day. And it was interesting because I like walking every day in the morning when there's no noise. Like, the streets are not loud. Just no one's hitting you up. No emails coming in. No social post. Oh, it's nothing. It's just silence. I enjoy silence. So when you say, well, how do you recharge? I enjoy silence, man. I think it's very powerful to be able to tap into the silence that you have. Some people don't have that all the time. They run very busy lives. They have kids. They have all these things, and they don't get to just sit with themselves for a little bit. I enjoy sitting with myself. In terms of like the ritual of getting in and out the booth, around 8, 9, I'm looking at emails, clients emailing me for revisions or auditions, or agents might be hitting me up. I'm scrolling through that. When it's like a slow period, I'm working on, oh, let me go and get some LinkedIn posts in, or let me go and work on my HubSpot CRM. Let me go work on some business things. Because what happens is, you know, you stay too idle and then your business suffers.
Right.
So if I'm not auditioning, then I'm working on the business. If I'm not doing that, I'm working on the website. If I'm not working on the website, it's silent time, or I'm exercising. So that's kind of just my little circle. In my little small world, you know?
Gotcha. So if you were to write a letter to yourself before you got started in voiceover, from where you're sitting right now, what would you tell your past self?
That's a beautiful question. It's a unique one too. I like that one, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great question. Okay. There's a old book, like Letters to a Young Poet, and it was written back in the 1800s, and it's this poet who writes to this other poet who like really admires him. He's like, hey man, I want to be a poet like you, you know. It's back in the 1800s, like, oh dude, you're the greatest poet, I want to be a poet like you. He's like, can you judge my poetry? And the guy gets the poetry, and then the Letters to the Young Poet is telling him, hey man, I got your poem, but I'm not like, I'm nobody to judge your poetry. And he goes through this journey of telling him, like, you shouldn't judge anybody's poetry. Like, who am I to judge your poetry? Just be a poet. So if I had to go back and write a letter to myself, I would say to myself that I need to have a little bit more compassion along the journey. It's very easy to become uncompassionate towards yourself on the journey, because nothing is ever good enough. You didn't make enough money. You didn't have enough success. You didn't get the audition in better. You didn't make enough relationships. It never ends. So I think I need to remind myself to tread softly. And that's a good reminder.
Fantastic. And where can people find you, Kabir?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Most social channels, LinkedIn and TikTok, where I'm at usually more, but it's all at Kabir's Voice or kabirsvoice.com.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming on. This has been great.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And you had some unique, great questions in there. So thank you. Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to how Kabir uses the power of his life story to stay authentic in everything he does and uses that experience to both teach others and grow in new ways along his journey. If you'd like to know more about Kabir, or if you'd like to listen to any of his poetry and philosophy teachings, you can visit him at www.kabirsvoice.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop. For more information on guests, new episodes, and more, be sure to visit www.vocoffeeshop.com.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.